Confirmar a minha gunga pro terreiro serena. Confirmar nossa engoma. Opa, nossa fé tá começando. Cantou no céu, é hora de Deus, amém. Vamos nós pegar com Deus pra livrar de algum porém. Virgem Mãe Nossa Senhora, olha o mundo como tá. Vejo o mal baixar a cabeça pro filho de Deus passar.
In this program, we will look into one of the most fascinating Afro-Brazilian musical traditions, the Congado. Very popular in the state of Minas Gerais, in the southeast of Brazil, the Congado is more than just a musical tradition, it's a way of life. Also known as Reinado, meaning reign or realm, it celebrates Catholic saints, and at the same time, it honors ancestors and the king and queen of Congo. With the title of Reza Pra Sair, or Prayer to Go Out, this song represents a prayer to strengthen the spiritual force of the group before it goes out into the streets. The singer says, Vou firmar nossa engoma, meaning, I'm going to strengthen our drum. That was the Moçambique of the Brotherhood of Rosário from Justinópolis, Minas Gerais, recorded on the 26th of October 1996 during the festival of Our Lady of the Rosary and out on the CD Congado Mineiro as part of the Cachoeira Archive of Brazilian Sound Documents 1998. Our Lady of the Rosary, Rosário in Portuguese, is one of the main patron saints of the Congados, alongside Saint Benedict and Santa Efigênia, which are known as the Black Saints, Our Lady of Mercy, and Our Lady Aparecida, who is also the patroness of Brazil. However, it was the rosary that became the symbol of all the groups that formed this tradition. The story of the Congado is shrouded in mystery and magic, and varies from region to region. I called upon Glaura Lucas, an ethnomusicologist from Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais, who worked with some Congado communities, namely those of Jatobá and Arturos. She wrote a book on those communities called Os Sons do Rosário, The Sounds of the Rosary, which was published in Belo Horizonte by the Federal University of Minas Gerais in 2002. I asked her about the myth surrounding the Congado. Glaura Lucas, welcome to the program and congratulations on your book. Glaura, what is the legend of the Congado? What's the story behind it?
Well, in the region of the metropolitan region of Belo Horizonte, which is the capital of the state, the version of the legend tells us about an image of Our Lady of the Rosary that was found in the sea, and it's the rescue of this image by the black slaves. So, long ago, at the time of slavery, an image of Our Lady of the Rosary was said to have appeared in the sea. The white people tried unsuccessfully to rescue the image with their prayers, litanies, and music. Later, the blacks were allowed to honor her with the dance and music that formed their prayers. Congo was the first group to arrive. Its lively rhythms and dances caused the image to make a slight move. Next came the Mozambique, formed by old wise black people, who slowly attracted the image to the shore by playing the three sacred drums called candombes. The saint came to sit on top of the largest drum, known as Santana.
Is this why, in the cortege, the part of the Congado called Congo comes in front of the Mozambique?
Yes, that's it, because the legend structures the ritual, and the brotherhoods that belong to this area in Minas Gerais, they often have a group of Congo and a group of Mozambique, and they also perform the Candombe ritual, which is an inner ritual. It doesn't go outside. Mm-hmm. And so when they go to the streets, the Congo, which was the first one that arrived in the sea, according to the legend, goes in the front to clean up the space, the area, so that the Mozambique can come behind, conducting the kings and queens, which are the most important people in the hierarchy of the whole ritual. The kings and queens, they represent Our Lady of the Rosary, other saints that they are devoted to, and as well as the African kingdoms. And Mozambique is the group that conducts them, because according to the legend, it was the Mozambique that attracted the image to the shore by playing the slow rhythms, and that's the way they go in the streets according to the functions that are established through the legend.
Before stepping onto the dangerous world of unknown forces, which is the streets, the candombe is performed by calling upon ancestors, saints, and royalty to provide protection to the group. We shall hear now a candombe saluting the king of the Congado. Note that before he starts to sing, the singer hails Our Lady of Rosario, the sacred songs, the king, the captain, who is an important leader of the Congado, and everybody who is present at that moment.
Viva nosso amo Rosário! Viva o consagrado! Viva o povo que respeita e ama o Rosário de Maria! Viva nosso rei! Viva o nosso capitão! Viva todos que aqui se encontram! Do reino, reino da glória Santa Maria.
That was a candombe from Mocambeiro, district of the town of Pedro Leopoldo, Minas Gerais, with a salute to the kings, recorded on the 25th of August 1996, and part of the CD Congado Mineiro, already mentioned. Today, many communities formed by descendants from freed and runaway slaves still practice this tradition. The ritual is highly hierarchical and involves going into the streets and visiting certain spaces, such as the houses of the crowned kings and queens, churches, etc. When they are in the streets, the groups move in the form of a cortege. The Mozambique carries the throne of the king and queen, and the congo opens the cortege. Here's the congo from the community of Arturos, with a song called Tá Caindo Fulô, Flowers Are Falling. Tá Caindo Fulô, by the Congo of Arturos, sang by Maria do Rosário, out on the CD number 4 of the collection Música do Brasil, on Abril Entretenimento, circa 2001. The hierarchy of the cortege is similar in most groups. In some cases, the Congo opens the cortege, followed by the Mozambique. In other cases, such as in the town of Oliveira in the south of Minas Gerais, the guard or group opening the cortege is not the Congo, but the Catupé. But it is still followed by the Mozambique. I asked Glaura Lucas about this processional hierarchy. We have established that the Mozambique follows the Congo, but you mentioned that the Mozambique moves slower. Does the hierarchy also dictate the pace of each group?
Well, as I told before, this has to do with the legend. Because,
yeah.
The Mozambique attracted the saint by playing slow rhythms. So when the Congo comes with their lively rhythms, this dynamic is important for the cleansing of the space. So the Congo, because of this dynamic by which they move according to faster rhythms, they are called the broom of the the ritual, because they wipe out all the negative energies that may be around. So when the Mozambique comes, it has to come slowly, because this was the way that the wiser men that belonged to this group played in order to attract the saints to the shore. So this is also the way they walk and they dance and they play their rhythms to carry the queens and kings, to take them along their way. They cannot move fast. So whenever, for any reason, they speed up a little bit during their performance, they come with this song to remind them that they cannot move quickly, that they have to move slowly.
And slowly the members of the Mozambique of the Arturos walk to the rhythm of Se Deus me tirasse agora, if God took me away now. Note the sound of the gungas after the first chorus. Gungas are small tin shakers tied up to the dancers' ankles. That was the Mozambique of Arturos with the song Se Deus Me Tirasse Agora, sung by José Batista da Silva, out on the CD number 3 of the collection Música do Brasil, Abril Entretenimento. The festivities in honor of Our Lady of Rosário run from around the middle of August until the 7th of October, the day in which Our Lady of Rosário is commemorated in most communities. In the town of Ouro Preto, the old capital of Minas Gerais, during those festivities, and especially on the 7th of October, congados converge to the Church of Rosário with their drums, and according to the caretaker of that church, Mr. Expedito Alves, they enter the church playing their drums. To understand the dynamics of these groups as religious entities, I talked again to Glaura Lucas. In your book, Os Sons do Rosário, the idea of an Afro-Brazilian playing drums in honor of Catholic saints is seen as a reinterpretation of Catholicism. Could you tell us a bit about that idea?
Yeah, the transformation or the introduction of Catholicism to the Africans began actually in Africa. And so many Africans had already come to Brazil, baptized as Catholic, so can talk about reinterpretations so that the Africans could see many things, many elements and symbols and cosmologies that belonged to the Christian religion as through their own worldview, through the way they evolved with the world of the spirits and etc. So they incorporated some symbols and things in the beginning, at least, as though they were their own. Mm-hmm. And here in Brazil, this was done in a context of slavery, of repression towards some original forms of devotion they had that was repressed. They were gathering in brotherhoods of the rosary. And they, of course, if they belonged to these brotherhoods, they had to be first of all Catholics. But also they had these a process of resistance also, because many things they wouldn't give up. They wouldn't want to give up. And the representatives of the power, they made their feasts and their festivals in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary, in which the slaves could take part. And their participation would frequently involve many of the elements of their traditional ways of devotion. Mm. And also they could include some institutions that were developed by them, like the crowning of a king, the crowning of a Congo king. So as they could take these own forms, like their music, their dance, the crowning of the king, to the official celebrations of these feasts of Our Lady of the Rosary, they could keep many of their original ways of thinking and ways of feeling towards the other world within the official Catholic context. They could continue their own ways of devotions within the official context.
Marcha de Nossa Senhora do Rosário, March of Our Lady of the Rosary, by the Congo God of Arturos, sung by Cássia Aparecida da Luz, and out on CD3 of the Música do Brasil Collection, Abril Entretenimento. The Congado has in its cosmology many common elements with other Afro-Brazilian traditions. One of these common elements is the act of the coronation of an African king. And because the brotherhoods were named after the African nation to which their members belonged to, one of the most popular was the coronation of the King of Congo, due to the large number of Congolese Bantus present in Brazil. Glaura Lucas had some thoughts on that issue.
Many of these traditions were formed during the colonial periods in Brazil, according to new ways of creating and recreating the identities of the black people in a context of slavery and of any violence. Many groups of slaves created institutions according to the institutions they brought from Africa, which was the crowning of Congo kings, of electing kings, even though they did not have real power, political power. They had a kind of power within their community. This institution was spread out throughout many places where there had been slavery, not only in Brazil, but in other countries of America and even in Portugal. According to this institution, many manifestations, cultural manifestations and traditions survived. So the Congada is one of them, but there are others, for example, like Maracatu and Chikumbis, that also are involved the crowning of kings, of Congo kings and black kings. And, of course, there are also some musical elements and forms of rhythms that are similar in these manifestations. If you just listen to them, you can find some similarities between them.
Here's the song Coroa Imperial, Imperial Crown, by the Maracatu Nação Pernambuco, from the city of Recife in the northeast of Brazil. Coroa Imperial, by the Maracatu Nação Pernambuco, sung by Abissal, recorded in 1992, and out on the CD Nação Pernambuco on the Brazilian label Velas. The connection between the Congados and other Brazilian traditions with the Bantu people of the Congo is undeniable. And it was by chance that I came across a song from the Congo, which had in its rhythm and feel an uncanny similarity to the Congado, especially the Mozambique, and to the Maracatu. I discovered that it was court music, so I decided to ask the well-respected Congolese percussionist Koko Mukala, who is a member of the ensemble Master Drummers of Africa, about it. But first, here's the song.
Vai, mano.
Sansa and Melitone drum from the court of the Mouvat Yav, out on the CD Musique du Zaïre as part of the collection Musique du Monde on Buddha Records. I caught up with Coco Mokala in the East End of London on a very windy day.
Okay, I'm here with Coco Mokala, who's a percussionist from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you, Coco, for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
We listened to this track that was from the court of the Mouvat Yav.
The people from Lunda.
Lunda.
Yes. Yeah. Music for the king.
Right.
Or if a king, they are transporting king, going to see the event, that if we hear that music, means the king is coming.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
So this music would be played while they're walking. They walk on that rhythm.
They walk on that rhythm. So, you know, when you're carrying king, you have to walk slowly, with dignity. You can't rush him, because you're carrying him. There's no car, but you have to carry him from your shoulder. A lot of people that are there, they're carrying king with a slow moving music, and they're walking to watch the event.
So that rhythm, whenever you hear that rhythm, they are carrying the king.
Wherever you hear that music, if you're in the Lunda area, that means they're carrying the king. King is coming. So everyone in the area, they have to be prepared or be aside of the road to greet the king.
That drum that we heard, does it have a name for it?
Yeah, the drum, we call it Ditumba. Ditumba. And the drums is in the shape like a djembe with a small hole at the side, which they put a little bit of plastic inside. At the top, also at the top of that drums, they put a black glue. And the black glue, which if you hit the drum with that plastic at the side, it gives you the sound of distortion, bass and the distortion at the same time.
So it makes it low sound.
Low sound.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to tune it, you need to put a little bit of water inside the drum and
uh-huh.
shake it and take it out, and then the drum will go high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we heard some of the Brazilian tradition of congado. What do you think about that?
Yeah, congado, their rhythm also is related to Congo rhythm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's the same rhythm, because the rhythm from Congo has traveled this story about slavery or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's why here that rhythm is related to the Congolese rhythm too.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the rhythm from Africa, you can find it in Brazil, you can find it in Cuba, you can find it in Colombia, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we heard something called candombe, no?
Yes, candombe. Ndombe itself, that means a black person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is coming from the Bakongo. So we have Bakongo in the region of Bandundu, and Bakongo in a
Bazaire.
The
lower Zaire.
The lower Zaire,
mm-hmm.
nearby the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So they call Ndombe, means black person.
One of the music there, they sing before they go out in the streets for protection. And the person there actually sings that is going to make their drum strong to go out. And he says, Firma minha ingoma. So he calls the drum ingoma.
Yes. All our drums in Congo, we call it ngoma.
Uh-huh.
So the ngoma is the name of all drums, but each specific drum is got its own name.
Right.
Like we call Jitumba.
Uh-huh.
We have also kangoma. Kangoma is the the smallest one, like a quinto.
Okay.
Yeah, kangoma.
The quinto in Cuba.
In the Cuba.
Yeah.
They call it kangoma.
Kangoma.
Kangoma, but it's got the high pitch.
So the ngoma is the general name for all drums.
For all drums, yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Coco.
You're welcome.
We will now hear a song called Ngoma by the Mozambique de Nossa Senhora do Rosário.
Thank you.
by the Mozambique de Nossa Senhora do Rosário from the town of Oliveira, Minas Gerais, recorded in September 1986 and 87 during the Festival of the Rosário, sung by the captain Tião Ataíde out on the CD Os Negros do Rosário, The Blacks of the Rosary, Lapa Records 1999. Many popular artists, especially those with a Minas Gerais connection, are using the congado as a source of material, either by directly adapting songs or rhythms from the ritual, or simply as inspiration. Here's a song by the duo Rosana and Zélia, two musicians who came from Minas Gerais but are established in Germany. In this song, not only they used the feel of congado, but also introduced as incidental music, halfway through the song, a street recording of a Mozambique. That was Coisário de Imagens by Rosana and Zélia, sung by Rosana Tavares, incidental music by the Mozambique de Nossa Senhora das Mercês from Oliveira, Minas Gerais, out in the CD Coisário, Peregrina Music 1999. I asked Glauda Lucas what impact this interest from popular artists towards congado was having in the communities, and this is what she said.
Well, there was really an increasing interest towards the elements of this tradition in many areas, not only these popular musicians, but from many parts of society. And this, of course, interferes in their rituals. On one hand, because they feel that they have been given the proper value, which is a thing that they never had along their history. It's always a history of discrimination and racism, etc. And so this was a positive interest and a positive impact in the community. On the other hand, other artists take the complete songs or rhythms just to make arrangements and present it in shows and make CDs, etc. And this is not always felt as being positive by the communities. Of course, this also is variable from one community to other. But generally, the congadeiros, or these groups that play the congado, they don't like when their music is being used for other purposes than the ritual ones. So they try to keep their songs, which they see as being sacred, away from these movements. They try to resist the commercialization of their sacred repertoire. Mm.
In spite of their wishes to preserve sacred songs and rhythms, the Congado communities suffer influences from other sections of the larger Brazilian society to which they belong, as any dynamic cultural manifestation does. These changes happen more often in groups other than the Mozambique. Congos and Catupés are seen as more adaptable. In some communities, they might use guitars or accordions. Clara Lucas said this about these changes.
The Mozambique are more homogeneous group. So whenever you find a Mozambique, you will find the much the same elements, like the instruments they use, the kind of clothes they wear, the kind of rhythms they play. But when you find congos, you have different kinds of congos because they are more flexible and variable. So there are some rhythms that you find in many congos throughout the state, but others are specific. And when you leave this area and meet other groups in the state, you will find increasing differences between them, even with the feelings towards the instruments. For example, in these two brotherhoods I've worked with, Artudos and Jatobá, the instruments and the music are considered sacred. They cannot be played in other circumstances. And this doesn't happen in other groups, for example, where they have industrialized instruments and don't keep the same feelings toward the instruments as these more traditional brotherhoods do. So we find really sometimes they are more superficial differences, but sometimes they are a little deeper differences among them.
Here we have a catupé that uses an accordion in the song. A volta do mundo é grande. The world has a big turn. A Volta do Mundo é Grande, by the Catupé de Nossa Senhora do Rosário, recorded in September 1986-87 in Oliveira and out on the CD Negros do Rosário. Another important change that is occurring is that of the role of women inside the rituals. I asked Glaura Lucas about it. Glaura, I have come across some female guards, which are the groups that honor the saints. Is this a recent phenomenon? How do you see the role of women inside the Congado?
Especially the groups which I worked with, they are traditional ones. So they tend not to accept women. The acceptance of women in the ritual space is low. But since the most important captains in these two brotherhoods died, the women could involve more in the ritual itself. which means that they could take part in the guards. So it is in the Congo where these changes are happening also. So in Arturus, women and men take part in the Congo group. And in Jatobá, they created a female guard because they didn't allow the women to take part in the male Congo. But it's interesting because the older captains, they don't consider this female guard so much powerful as the other one. So no, they say that the women bring beauty and to the feasts, but they don't consider it really something deeply spiritual, in the spiritual sense of the group. But not so much in Arturus, because they work together in the same Congo. And now in Arturus, women have been also baptized recently as captains. The first captains, women captains, were baptized there last year. Now there are, in this area, in other cities of Minas Gerais, there are many guards where women take part, including Mozambique. So it depends really on each place and what things, the history, the memory they have, the history each community has to define these changes that have been going on towards the participation of women within the guard.
That was the Guarda de Congo Feminina Nossa Senhora do Rosário on the CD Tambor Grande, The Great Drum, recorded in Belo Horizonte in 2001, financed by the state government and the foundation Belgo Mineira. The ethnomusicologist Suzelle Riley once said that the media of music and dance performance constitute efficient mnemonic devices for the preservation of hidden social memory. This incredibly powerful tradition, with its slow-moving king and its low and powerful drumming, which was born out of the necessity of African slaves in Brazil to find new identities, to be accepted by the ruling society, and at the same time to keep values and institutions from their original culture, lives on in the vitality of the young generation of those communities.
Minas Gerais.
I leave you with the voice of the future in the form of the Congo Infantil da Irmandade do Rosário in Justinópolis, with Congo de Maria Amada, sung by Nívia, recorded in April 2000, and out in the CD Canções do Brasil, from Palavra Cantada.